bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
And news listeners, oh yes, I'm smiling. You know why? Because it's Friday. Yes, and time for today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 17th of March, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Starting off today's show with you Vista users. First off, let me just say, I'm sorry that you're still on Vista. Now's the perfect time to get the hell off of it. Why? Well, Microsoft is ending support for Vista in less than a month from now. Yes, that's right. After April 11th, Microsoft will no longer support Windows Vista. That means no more security updates, free or paid assistant support options, or technical content updates. It's exactly like they did for XP, except they killed Vista a lot quicker. So, the perfect time is now to get the hell off probably the worst operating system that Microsoft ever put out. Well, Google Assistant seems to be coming to a lot of places, so a lot of people are saying, how about our tablets? Come on, Google. No. Google confirmed yesterday that its assistant will not be making its way to any tablets. And when they mean any, they mean none. Now I can hear a lot of tablet owners going, well, son of a bitch. Because a lot of people were thinking, well, Google Assistant was on its way to all Android smartphones running Marshmallow and above, so why not some of those tablets too? Google is apparently taking this approach because simply tablets are just not that popular anymore. And they want to focus all of their efforts on the smartphone lines, and that's it. Do a lot of Netflix watching on your mobile phone? Well, Netflix is looking at you and gonna give you some special content. According to the company, Netflix will put a little bit higher quality viewing experiences on smaller devices, not just your living room set anymore. And with this special little extra sprinkle of just for mobile devices, what will you be getting? Well, you're gonna be getting HDR, yes, high dynamic resolution. But that's actually not the biggest feature coming to the mobile platform for Netflix. The company is thinking actually about tailoring some of its content for mobile devices. This would include special cuts designed for smaller screens, including wide angle shots that could actually become a little tighter, and actually even possibly changing the length of, say, a film that it's produced or a television series, taking into account that a lot of times we just don't have a whole time for a 2-hour movie on a train. From video streaming, we go to music streaming, and of course, the king of them all, Spotify. If you're one of the users out there that uses Spotify for free, well, you may not have access to major releases anymore. According to the Financial Times, it seems Spotify may be nearing a deal with Sony, Universal, and Warner. Yes, the three big boys. That would temporarily make the top releases on the platform only available if you're paying for the service. Of course, this move would also benefit Spotify, too, by restricting the freshest content to premium users only. They'd be paying less to labels and royalty fees. Aha! Now, currently, we know Spotify has about 100 million users, but only about 50 million of them actually pay for the service. Meaning, yep, you're going to piss off about 50% of your people that use your service. Well, can't please everybody. And finally, hackers, baby, hackers. Where you think there's a roadblock and they couldn't possibly get in? Well, by gosh, they find a way. The new way seems to be with sound waves. A team of researchers who apparently do not want to be identified. Why? Because they're hackers. Have found a way to use sound waves to control anything from a smartphone to a car. Really? Apparently how this trick works is it's spoofing accelerometers. You know, that little thing in your smartphone that says, oh, you've turned it upside down. Oh, you've turned it to the left. Oh, you could do 360 degrees. Videos. Oh, that little thing. Well, these hackers have used a $5 speaker, yeah, the cheapest speaker you could probably buy, blasted about 20 different accelerometers with 5 different manufacturers of phones, with sound waves from malicious music files. These frequencies then trick these sensors, pretty much enabling these researchers to do all sorts of stuff with the smartphones. Now, of course, there's a lot of research left to be done, meaning these hackers, yeah, they're having a hell of a lot of fun. So we all best be aware and protect ourselves for the future Sonic Cyber attacks. It sounds like the name of an indie rock band from the 90s. If If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Please get on over there and check it out for yourself. Get subscribed to our wonderful podcast. You can find them all over there. You can see our review section, too, and check out our blog while you're there, too. You can come like our Facebook page at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room can never leave that out because that's where we want you to be with us. Get on over there at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend, of course. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, time to dig out those CDs from the early 90s and crank it up. Oh, yeah, a little Sonic Cyber Attacks. Enjoy your Friday. Have a great weekend. And thank you very much for listening.